Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, everyone? What is going on?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Cave Show. This is TLR. Loaded show today. Got the one, the only, I think, Carrasco coming on. TV personality, radio personality, interviewer, everything, journalist, everything you can think of. She's going to hang with us a little bit today. We struck gold. Ladies Olympic hockey, we're going to get into that. We'll talk a little bit more Mark Cuban today as well. What can we expect from the Suns in the second half, and what can we expect from the Diamondbacks? All that on the Cave Show today. Like I said, this is TLR. Make sure you get down to the one and the only Madero's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, as this show is brought to you by them. They're located on Alma School in Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. That's Alma School in Chandler Heights. If you're in the neighborhood, pop in, let them know PLR sent you. 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. You become a club member as well. Get your locker back up to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. Perfect, because you come in, get your sticks out of your locker, watch one of the many televisions they have on. They always have sports on somewhere, always, no matter what time of day. So you can sit back, relax, enjoy yourself. Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, Alma School in Chandler Heights. Let them know that PLR sent you from the Cave Show, and they will take care of you. Just confirmed today, too, the one and only Chucky Brown will be joining the show next Wednesday. You know, Chucky, NBA star, world champ with the Houston Rockets. Played at Phoenix, played North Carolina State. He's going to come out and talk a little basketball with us next week. And like I said, the one and only Lynn Carrasco on today. Call in number 917-889-7828. Got some great topics. If it's something you like that we're saying, don't like what we're saying, either way, feel free to call in. If it's one of the topics, you call in, join on that as well. We do have a call right now online with us on the Carrie Lackey Law Line. Thanks for calling the Cave Show. This is PLR. Who's on with me?
Good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou once again.
Lou, what's up, buddy? We struck gold last night.
We did. The curse is over.
Oh, that was a beautiful game all the way through. Exciting. Kept you on your seat. Yeah, kept you on the edge of your seat the whole time. It was really an entertaining game all the way through.
Yep, finally beat the Canadians. It took a while, but we finally did. And they took the lead in the second. Like, oh, boy, here it comes.
I know, me too. I thought, great, it's about to happen again. But they were just, I mean, they really controlled the game. They didn't, obviously, they got the one on the goal to tie, sending it into overtime and before the shootout. But the U.S. really did control that game.
Yeah, they did. I mean, you know, it was a tough fight, though, but they did manage to hold on. I mean, it's not like they just, you know, folded up and died like in some games that have happened.
Yeah. Yeah, entertaining game. I'm thoroughly enjoyed it, and actually, it's one I may watch again. They always call things an instant classic. Well,
yes.
That truly is an instant classic.
If that is, I don't know what is.
So, let me ask you this question. Obviously,
yes.
Kirk Cousins is free, but Adrian McCarron is on the market now, too. How do you think that impacts all the other quarterbacks that are out there now? Because we're now flooded with a bunch of, and this isn't a knock, B-list quarterbacks right now.
I'm anxious to see where he's going to end up. You know, I'm still hoping that he's going to go to the Jets, but, of course, that's probably not going to happen. I would love to see that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of quarterbacks. I mean, when you stop and think about it, you have not only the top draft, you know, the four quarterbacks that they're talking about coming out, or that are coming out, you have all three from Minnesota. None of them are under contract. And then you have the Adrian McCarron's now to throw his name in with, with Kirk Cousins. that's right there. That's nine quarterbacks that will be gainfully employed somewhere next year. And then you got to throw in, you know, I know he hasn't proven that he's a starter, but when you throw in guys like Drew Stanton, who was a serviceable backup here, and you know someone's going to, you know, throw at least a backup, you can compete for the job contract to Blaine Gabbert. There's a lot of unemployed quarterbacks out there right now.
Yeah, Gabbert too. Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, I would not give another chance to, but that's, yeah, I would not want him to start for me, but that's just me.
No, I think a lot of people feel the same way about that. So I think you're in agreement with most.
Yes. Yes, unless you're in the Gabbert family.
I'll leave that one alone. Yeah. But Vinatieri is signed on now for a 23rd year. He just signed a one-year deal with Indy.
I know. That's crazy. But you know what? If he can do it, if he's still productive, he can do it. He loves it. He can still make good money from it. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, how much has he got left in him? Yeah, I know he's only a place kicker, but at 45, I mean, you know, how much has he got left in him?
I don't know. But you know what? Obviously, he has one more year left in that leg. So, you know what? Like I said, it's not like he's missing. You know what I mean? It'd be different if he was just hanging on and someone was just throwing him a contract for the sake of throwing him a contract, but he's still productive.
Yeah.
And remember this, he kicks in a dome.
That's true.
So that's going to help him a lot, because there's not going to be a lot of weather kicks that he's going to need. And then, you know, in the conference that he kicks in, you know, the Houston game, again, that's a dome. So now that's nine games with a dome. And then if he has an early game against Tennessee versus late, that's not bad weather kicking. If he's kicking in Jacksonville and it's not December, again, that's not bad weather kicking. So he out of his 16 games, he may have, you know, 12, 11 games of good weather games.
Yeah,
and that
kind of
that goes a long
45
way.
45 years old.
Hey, I might try out.
Jacksonville could also be pretty. Could also have a lot of weather issues too, because it is a little bit cooler up there than say the rest of Florida. And when it rains up there, that could be a factor too.
Very true. But like I said, it just depends on when that game is. If that's a September game, who cares? Early October game, who cares? Now, like I said, if it's a November December game, that changes everything.
Don't forget that's hurricane season too.
It's true. That can only help him blow it through the goalpost.
We shall see. Yeah.
We shall see. You know, 45. Hey,
yeah,
45 is the new 30.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of football players, or to say maybe even a baseball player, Wilson is going to show up for Yankee camp on Monday.
Yeah, that'll be entertaining, huh?
Yeah, but don't get used to the idea.
No, that's all photo op and all that stuff. That's just
going
photo op. Yeah, that's just photo op and fun. He knows where his bread is buttered. And they're not putting him out there. He hasn't hit a baseball competitively in years. That's all for that. That's one of those beauty, it's all for show things.
Yeah, I get it. But still, I wouldn't think, unless you're trying to prove something.
Nah, that's, you know what, who loses in this one? He goes out, puts on a uniform, pretends to hit some balls. Fans come out to spring training, watch Russell Wilson play. You steal a couple Seattle fans, as the Yankees. You sell a couple of things, and you raise ticket prices for that week, and hot dogs are now $12 instead of $9. He gets the photo opt. Everyone wins on this one.
Yeah.
Everyone wins. This is like, I'm trying to think of the actor when he went to like every spring training game in like one day. Will Ferrell, I think it was, where he like popped up and threw like a
right.
like a yeah. It's that. He's just Russell Wilson, and he's an athlete.
and he once played baseball, and he said baseball love, and his dream was to play for the Yankees and all that. So this is just a good photo op. Writers that are lazy, they'll be able to get a week worth of stories out of something that's just a photo op. So,
I'll be off soon.
Who loses in this one?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
So.
But, well, of course, you know. Okay, it's not like it's a Bo Jacks or anything like that. That would be like, well, you know.
Hey, well, but Bo knows.
Most things. On that note, I'll sign off.
All right, my buddy. I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you again real soon.
Either, if not tomorrow, I'll be back on Monday.
I will be here ready to roll.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thank you. Good friend of the program, the one and only Lou, gives a call. Good insight. Loves to talk to him. And like I said, all callers call in via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. And guys, I'm honored today. Look, this has been like three times in like the last 4 months. It's not often that you get a TV star on that often. I think I could almost update myself to like page 6-2, how they get all those stars on their stuff all the time. Well, I'm starting to feel that way because of the one and only Elaine Carrasco, who's online with us on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. She does television in Phoenix. She does radio in Phoenix. She does baseball in Phoenix. She does the Phoenix Suns here in Phoenix. There's nothing that she does not do. So she was able to carve out 15 minutes of her day, and I know that probably have to go through like security and her team to get all that to get this much time, but I was able to make it work again. So without further ado, welcome to the show again. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. You're always the sweetest. I love you. I love being here, and thank you so much for inviting me again on your program.
Thank you for coming. There's so much going on. There's so much going on now. March Madness is about to start. D-backs are getting in swing, the spring training. The Suns are being Suns. They just called up someone from the G League called Shaq Harrison, who's, and we got a whole bunch of craziness going on with the Mavs. We got a lot. We got a little time, so I want to start with the D-backs first. They failed to sign J.D. Martinez, who obviously, and I'm no knock to him, took the long-term money in Boston. Do you think the D-backs should have upped the years a little bit, or do you like them saying, hey, look, at your age, we're not giving you 5 years?
That was a bit confusing for me. I think the D-backs could have gotten a good deal with him, because I know that I had gotten some information from inside the days before he had actually signed. And Scott Boras was actually negotiating a contract with the Diamondbacks, and they were, it had appeared as though they were going to get J.D. Martinez, and that they were going to work out a way there, because he didn't want to go to Boston. He wanted to stay here. And then he had been here, I guess, a couple days fixing some stuff. So that took me by surprise, because I had thought that the Diamondbacks were for sure going to get J.D. Martinez. Yes, I don't blame him. I mean, at the end of the day, business is business. That was, and he chose that because he thought that was the better deal, or maybe the way his contract negotiated, that was a better deal than what the Diamondbacks were offering him.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the Diamondbacks should have pushed maybe a little bit more and gotten him. But yeah, you're right, like his age and everything. But I did like him and what he brought to the team, and I like how he was really comfortable with the way the Diamondbacks worked and their new system worked. And we'll see what he does this year, because as we all know, last year was the year that he did do the most, but that was because he was looking for that big contract. So we'll see now that he
right.
does have this contract, how he actually plays, how he prepares, and see what he does this season.
You know, when I look at guys over 30, and I'm
mm-hmm.
I'm a player's guy, so I always say, get your money. If someone's going to pay you, get your money, and if people complain about it, tell them to worry about their own pocket, not yours, because fans get mad at players for getting paid, but they never get mad at owners for making the billions off of the millions they're paying the players. So get your money.
But in terms of just on the business side, we've seen over 30 guys with long contracts not do well. Pujols mm-hmm. is not what he used to be, obviously.
No.
Miggy is starting to show a little bit of age. And these are all guys that are on contracts for long term until they're 39 and 40. So I don't begrudge the D-backs for not pulling the string. I just want to make sure that they have someone to replace that type of production. And who do you think would replace that production that he brought so well in the second half of the year?
That's what's going to hurt me there. He really did bring that. It was more, I feel like he brought more of a relaxed feeling to the lineup because they
okay.
weren't like that much pressure on one of the other guys because they're like, okay, you know, he can back it up. I feel like, I don't know about this season. Definitely not the, I mean, they didn't sign J.D. Martinez, not Jose Daniel, but they did sign another J.D.
Very true.
Yeah, I don't know. He's definitely great speed. He is a little bit, he is one of those, not, I guess, veteran per se in the league, but he is a little bit on the older side compared to the rest of the guys. He, great speed though, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't equal anything to his age. But I don't know. I think maybe David Peralta might have to step up a little bit on that power hitting, you know? And I'm hoping and praying that, you know, Tomas, Yasmani Tomas comes better this year, you know, and see if he can actually replace that power hitter of, you know, that JD, because that is why they had brought Yasmani, even though he hasn't really been showing, you know. Much.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I don't know if that was a payment on what he could be, a payment what he was, a payment what he is, or if on his side it's I've got this money now. And I think a lot of times hunger goes away when you have that money sitting in your bank.
Yeah, and so, I wish we could get rid of that horrible contract that we did with him, but that's not happening.
Yeah, because he got paid and he. Steak is on the menu every night.
Yep.
So he's doing all right. So switching gears over to the NBA here. Okay, so teams are tanking. We know teams are tanking. Last year, the Suns shut everybody down. Tyson Chandler, Eric Bledsoe, everybody was being shut down. I don't think they'll shut anybody down this year because, to be honest with you, they really don't have to shut anyone down and tank because the team's not that good. Would you like to see them continue to play some of the heavy minutes with the Tyson Chandlers, and Booker's going to get his minutes because he's still young, but the Tyson Chandlers and maybe the Alex Lanz, do you want to see them just open it up and let's see what they have. Let's see what we have with Dragan Bender. Let's see what we have with Marquese Chris and just kind of ride them out because they're really not playing for anything other than a draft pick.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Most definitely. Write them out to see what you got. Work harder. You know. Show me what you can do. And also, it benefits the players as well because everybody else, you know, like the others will be watching. And if you do good, then you know, might be a better contract for those young players that are trying to get out of this team. And yes, you don't really have to tank much the team because we've been tanking the whole season.
We're tied for the most losses in the NBA. There's not much more to tank.
That's not a nice bracket to have. But yeah, there's not much more tanking that we can do. So yeah, I would definitely write it out. Be like, show me what you got, you know, show me what you can do. Show me what you're capable of, you know. Yes, show me what you're capable of when, you know, when there's really nothing, even though there's nothing else to fight for, but, you know, show me what you got there.
Yeah, agreed. Mark Cuban talked about tanking and basically he got fined $600,000 for saying it. Do you think that's something owners should realistically say, or should they keep that, you know, the inside dirty little secret as opposed to telling fans that they're tanking the season away?
No, yeah, definitely if that was the plan, I would have kept it in between, you know, the that business side, inside the whole, you know, people that dictate everything there. I wouldn't really tell the players that either, because as an athlete, they're really, yeah, just, you know what, just throw it all away. Be like, what? So I'm just wasting my time. So I just wasted my time for nothing, you know. As an athlete's perspective, you don't want to hear that. As a fan perspective, you definitely don't want to hear that. You definitely don't want to hear, oh, really? So you're just going to throw in the towel? So you're going to tell me you quit?
You're right.
So,
so
maybe
you,
if that
you still want me to
sense?
Pay you $70 a ticket. It's like the fans like you. So you want me to pay you $70 a ticket to run some G League guys out. Okay.
Yeah, so you want me
to
keep giving you money so that you can lose?
Yeah,
like it's, as a fan, a horrible, you know, thing to say. If that's what you're going to do, just tell, you know, tell the somebody, tell the coach or something. Don't make a meeting out of it and be like, we're going to tank the season. Where this is, no. Horrible. But their offices didn't have much communication between them anyways, it appears.
I'm a Kerry Lackey Law Line right now, the one, the only one in Carrasco. Okay, so I wanted to ask you about that, and I'm glad you're on today, because it's great to get perspectives that I've gotten on this whole Mark Cuban Dallas thing. But as a sports reporter and as a sports personality, as a woman more than anything, when you hear that, when you hear that the Dallas Mavericks, one, had a president running the business part of the organization that was, for lack of a better a phrase, was a asshole predator with the way he treated women. And then you have the person in charge of your .com putting his hands on women and still managing to keep his job, only to put his hand on another woman and still be able to keep his job and not get fired until Sports Illustrated dropped this article. Do you buy Mark Cuban knew nothing? I mean, we know that he knew about the physical abuse, but do you buy he knew nothing about his CEO and the way he was a predator to women and made every woman nervous just to even be around him? Do you buy he knew none of that?
No way. No way in the world. But for various reasons, they were saying that when even new women came to work here, that they would warn them about this guy. Be like, hey, don't get to, you know, he might be a little bit handsy, or he might want to try this. So women were warned about this guy. So to get to the point where they have to warn you about somebody, like they know and they're doing nothing about it, you know what I mean? Like you already, oh, so you know that he does this, but you're not doing anything about it. You're just warning me so that I don't do it. Like, okay, I get it, but if this is something he's constantly doing, don't just, like, warn me, do something about it. You know what I mean? So if they were already warning people that he was doing this, of course Mark Cuban had to know. Of course he had to know. The offices are not that big. I mean, the office spaces are not that big. I've worked in an office environment before. You really know everything. You know what I mean? You're spent most of the time there. Everybody talks. You go to the lunchroom, there's people talking there. Mark Cuban describes himself as a really hands-on guy in his business. So that's how he describes himself. I'm sure he probably encountered and did some small talk around the lunchroom, around the hallways. That's where, you know, he could have heard something. That's something that he chose to be blindfolded and maybe not pay attention to it because the business side was going good. Like, well, as long as I'm picking up championship trophies, I'll let that slide. But, you know, everything comes, the truth comes out either way.
So I've never asked this before of a colleague, of a female colleague. So I really want to know the answer to this one. So the gentleman that beat up his girlfriend, broke his girlfriend's wrist, got arrested, pled guilty. The Dallas Mavericks retained him. With, you know, obviously he was supposed to go to counseling and do all of that. Obviously he failed counseling because one of the girls that he dated, one of the ladies he dated for the Mavericks cheer team came in with a puffy face and she reported and he still was held on. If a gentleman is hitting a lady and he goes to counseling, what do you think an organization should do? Should they accept the counseling and give him another chance? or is he fired and thrown out on his tuchus? And if he is fired, who gives him a second chance?
Mm-hmm. That is difficult to answer. It's tricky. I would say it would depend. Maybe if it was like his first, I firmly believe there's no reason a man should hit a woman. Maybe self-defense, because there are certain situations, I guess. But if it was just like domestic violence and you went to counseling, maybe you get like a warning, maybe suspended mandatory hours and counseling and all that, make you really realize why you did it, what drove you to that action, because that's how you're going to fix the problem. What drove you to that action?
Right.
If you don't fix that problem, then you're going to keep hitting women, whether it's your wife, it's your relative or anybody. So, and then it's like, okay, then do you realize, have you figured out what's wrong? Then maybe come back. But if it's something that's happening constantly, they should be fired, because that actually is, it's a problem, and sooner than later it will interact and it will interfere with their work. You know, that personal problem will interfere with their work life, and then that's when everything just goes wrong.
2 minutes left. Got to ask you this. Should the Dallas Mavericks lose a draft pick? Because they obviously did absolutely nothing. And I know there's an investigation, but if they're found to be heinous in this, should they lose a draft pick?
I definitely think they have to be punished in some sort of way, but also if it's something that happened in the offices, why should, and not within the team, or something that the team did, why should they be punished?
Okay.
In some sort of, you know, it's a little bit, I've heard a lot about that. I really don't know how I feel if they should lose the draft or not.
Hey, look, I appreciate your insight. It basically boils down to this. It's really simple. If you're a guy, it's very simple. If you are attracted to a female and you ask her something and she gives you the no, I'm not interested in you, but thank you, you stop. If you are with the female and she does something that makes you upset, there's a whole bunch of ways you can calm yourself down without putting your hands on them. So basically it boils down to men having the self-control of not being a predator or an asshole to females. And to me, it comes down to just being that simple. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to say you don't put your hands on a woman. To me, it's just simple. I don't know. Maybe I'm different, but it's really easy. Just don't hit them. it's quick. Not a long story. Not a long definition needed.
Simple as that, and some people don't seem to quite understand that yet.
Yeah, really easy. So March Madness is coming up. So I don't know how much you get into the brackets, but we're going to do a bracket fun league with some of the members around the Valley. So I definitely want you to get in on that with us.
Yes, definitely. My March Madness definitely is always spring training as well. I call my March Madness. Because I'm usually out there every single day at all, at least one game in the Valley a day. Sometimes two of those at night games and the Suns. But, yes, definitely, whenever you guys do the March Madness bracket, I would love to get in on that.
Tell everyone where they can see you on TV, where they can find you on social media.
On TV, local TV, Phoenix Channel 41, it's TV Azteca. Live shows every Friday at 7. And this Friday we have our one-year anniversary. We have Instagram, Aileen, A-I-L-E-E-N underscore TV. And Twitter is Aileen underscore TV as well. Oh,
thank you, my friend, for joining us. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. It's so fun.
All right, we'll catch up at either the Suns or the D-backs, so we will see each other soon.
Definitely. We have some good Suns games coming up this March, so good teams.
Yeah, we do.
Good
for them. So, all right, my friend, I will talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Until tomorrow, everyone have a great day. This has been the KM Show. This is PLR. I am a giant.